Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68 https://doi.org/10.1186/S12862-018-1142-0. Research article. Open access. Phylogenomics provides a robust topology of the major cnidarian lineages and insights on the origins of key organismal traits as in Kale 1.2, Bastian Bentledge 1.3, M. Sabrina Panky 5, Aki H. Odera 4, Monica Medina 4, David C. Plachetsky 5, Alan G. Collins 1.6 and Joseph F. Ryan 7.8. Abstract background. The phylogeny of Cnidaria has been a source of debate for decades, during which nearly all possible relationships among the major lineages have been proposed. The ecological success of Cnidaria is predicated on several fascinating organismal innovations including stinging cells, symbiosis, colonial body plans and elaborate life histories. However, understanding the origins and subsequent diversification of these traits remains difficult due to persistent uncertainty surrounding the evolutionary relationships within Cnidaria. While recent phylogenomic studies have advanced our knowledge of the Cnidarian tree of life, no analysis to date has included genome-scale data for each major Cnidarian lineage. Results? Here we describe a well-supported hypothesis for Cnidarian phylogeny based on phylogenomic analyses of new and existing genome-scale data that includes representatives of all Cnidarian classes. Our results are robust to alternative modes of phylogenetic estimation and phylogenomic dataset construction. We show that two popular phylogenomic matrix construction pipelines yield profoundly different datasets, both in the identities and in the functional classes of the loci they include, but resolve the same topology. We then leverage our phylogenetic resolution of Cnidaria to understand the character histories of several critical organismal traits. Ancestral state reconstruction analyses based on our phylogeny establish several notable organismal transitions in the evolutionary history of Cnidaria and depict the ancestral Cnidarian as a solitary, non-symbiotic polyp that lacked a medusa stage. In addition, Bayes factor tests strongly suggest that symbiosis has evolved multiple times independently across the Cnidarian radiation. Conclusions: Cnidaria have experienced more than 600 million years of independent evolution and in the process generated an array of organismal innovations. Our results add significant clarification on the Cnidarian tree of life and the histories of some of these innovations. Further, we confirm the existence of acrospida, storozoans plus cyphozoans and cubozoans, thus reviving an evolutionary hypothesis put forward more than a century ago. Keywords: Cnidaria, genome scale dataset, phylogenomic analysis, acrospida, storozoa, life history evolution. Correspondence: David.Plachetzky@unh.edu, Joseph.Ryan@whitney.ufl.edu. 5 Department of Molecular, Cellular and Biomedical Sciences, University of New Hampshire, Durham, NH, USA. 7 Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL, USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Copyright sign, the author, S2018. Open access. This article is distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0/which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided you give appropriate credit to the original author, S, and the source, provide a link to the Creative Commons license, and indicate if changes were made. The Creative Commons Public Domain Dedication Waiver, http://creativecommons.org/public domain/0/1.0/ applies to the data made available in this article, unless otherwise stated. Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Background: Cnidaria is a diverse phylum of mostly marine species comprised of three major clades, Anthozoa, Indocnidozoa and Medusozoa. 1. Anthozoa encompasses more than half, 7,200 of 13,300, of the known Cnidarian species and consists of Octocorallia, sea pens, sea fans and soft corals, Hexacorallia, stony corals, black corals, sea anemones, Zoantherians and Corallimorpherians, and Cerianthera, tube anemones. Indocnidozoa is an entirely parasitic clade that includes about 2,200 species of Myxozoa, minute endoparasites of invertebrates and vertebrates with complex life cycles, and the monotypic Polypodiazoa, a parasite that infects the eggs of sturgeon and paddlefish. It was not until after a long line of evidence that it became clear that Myxozoa was a clade within Cnidaria, reviewed in 2, 3. Finally, Medusozoa consists of Cubozoa, 45 species of box jellyfish, Hydrozoa, 3,600 species of hydroids, Siphonophores and Hydromedusae, Siphozoa, 200 species of true jellyfish, and Sterozoa, 50 species of benthic stalked jellyfish. The ecological success of Cnidaria is predicated on several fascinating organismal innovations, including stinging cells called cnidocytes, relationships with phototrophic endosymbiotic eukaryotes, colonial body plans and the metagenetic life cycle that includes medusa, jellyfish, and polyp stages. However, understanding the origins and subsequent diversification of these critical innovations remains difficult due to persistent uncertainty surrounding the evolutionary relationships within Cnidaria. Cnidarian phylogeny has been a source of debate for decades, with nearly every possible sister group relationship proposed among the major lineages of Medusozoa, figure 1, and Anthozoa, figure 2, 1, 4, 5, 6. Whole mitochondrial phylogenomic analyses have supported paraphyletic Anthozoa and Siphozoa, 7, 8, but subsequent work suggested that these findings resulted from saturation bias, 9. More recent phylogenomic studies have supported the monophyly of Anthozoa and Siphozoa, 10, and placed Indocnidozoa as the sister group to Medusozoa, 11. However, these phylogenomic studies lacked several key taxa. For instance, Chang et al., 11, did not include data from Sterozoa, Cerianthera, or Coronitae, Siphozoa, while Sopata et al., 10, lacked data from Indocnidozoa and Rhizostomae, Siphozoa. In addition, data representation was sparse for Cerianthera and Sterozoa in Sopata et al., 10, with weak support for the positions of both taxa represented by single exemplar species. Nevertheless, the topologies from these two independent phylogenomic studies were otherwise largely congruent, providing some prospect that large datasets and increased taxon sampling may settle long-standing questions about the evolutionary history of Cnidaria. Sterozoa, figure 1, is one of the most poorly understood Cnidarian clades. These animals have unique life history attributes, including non-ciliated, creeping, larval planulae. Page 2 of 18. Figure 1 exemplar storozoans and competing phylogenetic hypotheses for the position of Sterozoa within Medusozoa Halicystis auricula. Credit, Marco Fass, Cropped B. Halicystis sanguinensis. Credit, Ron J. Larson C. Craterolophus convolvulus. Credit, Storomedusae UK and David Fenwick, Cropped D. Lucinaria quadricornis. Credit, Alexander Semyonov E. Calvadosia cruximilitensis. Credit, Storomedusae UK and David Fenwick, Cropped F. Competing hypotheses for the phylogenetic position of Sterozoa within Medusozoa. Top from, 25, 4, and Van Itten et al., 24, bottom from Sopata et al., 10, that develop into polyps, which later undergo metamorphosis, unique from strobilation or budding, into adult Storomedusae, 12, 13, 14. In addition, the adult storozoan body plan includes features common to both the polyp and medusa stages of other cnidarians, thus adding to their phylogenetic significance, 15, 16, 17, 18. the phylogenetic position of storozoans relative to other medusozoan lineages remains controversial and recent hypotheses, 7, 19, 10, present different implications for the evolution of medusozoan body plans, figure 1f, analyses of Ravna, life history and anatomical features have suggested that Sterozoa is the sister lineage to the remainder of Medusozoa, figure 1f, 15, 20. However, recent phylogenomic analyses, 10, placed Sterozoa in a clade with Cubozoa and Cyphozoa, figure 1f middle. Support for the placement of Sterozoa has been characteristically low in these prior studies, leaving open the question of their Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Figure 2 exemplars Cerianthereans and Octocorals and competing hypotheses for the position of Cerianthera within Anthozoa Cerianthrean tube anemone adult. Credit, NOAA Okeanos Explorer Program, Galapagos Rift Expedition, 2011, Croct B Cerianthrean tube anemone pelagic lava. Credit, A.G. Collins, Bonaire, 2016 C. Octocorallian, the sea pansy, Renilla reniformis. Credit, J. Ryan D. Competing hypotheses for the phylogenetic position of Cerianthera within Anthozoa. Top from Daly et al., 31, 32, and Sopata et al., 10, bottom from Stamper et al., 6. Phylogenetic position within Cnidaria. Critically, prior to the present study, relatively little evidence has been brought to bear on the phylogenetic position of Sterozoa, whether it be from morphology, 21, 22, 23, 20, 24, a small number of genes, 15, 25, or sparse representation. In terms of both data and taxon sampling, in an otherwise large phylogenomic study, 10. Cerianthera is another Cnidarian clade whose uncertain phylogenetic placement has major evolutionary implications, figure 2. Cerianthereans are solitary tuba-dwelling polyps with larval and adult stages that are morphologically distinct from the other anthozoan lineages, that is, Octocorallia and Hexacorallia, 5, 6. Cerianthereans differ from other anthozoans in that they possess a distinct planktonic larval stage known as the cerinula, 26, a secreted composite tube into which they retract when disturbed. A novel type of structural cnidocyte called a tichocyte that provides support for their tube dwellings, 27, and two whorls of tentacles that surround the oral opening. Cerianthera has been placed in several conflicting phylogenetic positions, 28, 29, including in a recent study, 6, as the sister lineage to the two main anthozoan lineages Hexacorallia and Octocorallia, figure 2f bottom. More commonly, Cerianthera has been recovered as the sister to Hexacorallia, with which they share spirocytes, a common cnidocyte type absent from octocorals, figure 2f top, 30, 31, 32, 33, 7, 10, as with page 3 of 18, Sterozoa. All previous analyses of the phylogenetic position of Cerianthera have been based on morphology or limited sequence data, and support for the position in which Cerianthera is recovered has been consistently low, 6, 10. There is also uncertainty surrounding the relationships of the major lineages within Hexacorallia. In several ribosomal and mitochondrial gene phylogenies, Actinaria, sea anemones, is recovered as the sister group to the remaining Hexacorallia, 30, 34, 31, 32, 35. However, in a more recent metagenomic study, Zoantheria was recovered as the sister lineage to the remaining Hexacorallia, 7. Prior to the publication of molecular phylogenetic analyses, this latter relationship had been predicted based on morphological traits, for example, mesentery arrangement. The recent publication of a study focused on toxin-related transcripts, 36, allowed us to incorporate Zoantherian transcriptomic data here, for the first time, in a phylogenomic study. Phylogenomic analyses of genome-scale datasets, that is, whole genome-derived gene models or RNA-seq-derived transcripts, have recently been exploited to resolve a host of long-standing phylogenetic issues, 37, 38, 39. A critical step common to these analyses is the identification of one toon orthologs from genome-scale datasets for each taxon, which are then used as data partitions in large supermatrices. Various methods are available for the identification of such data partitions, and methodological differences among them have been shown to impact phylogenetic inference, 40, 41, 42. Yet, phylogenomic analyses frequently rely on a single method for data matrix construction and do not examine the impact of alternative approaches on phylogenetic reconstruction, for example, 37, 43, 44. Here, we apply new phylogenomic data for Sterozoa, Cerianthera and several other previously undersampled cnidarian clades to the construction and analyses of independent phylogenomic datasets for cnidaria using two popular approaches, 1, Agama, 45, and 2, a custom pipeline based on OrthoFinder, 46, and PhyloTree Pruner, 47. We show that both procedures produce datasets with surprisingly little overlap in terms of data composition, but resolve the same topology under robust phylogenetic methods. We then leverage our highly resolved cnidarian phylogeny to address questions surrounding the origins and evolutionary histories of several key organismal innovations in cnidaria. Our character mapping studies, based on explicit statistical models, identify key evolutionary transitions within cnidaria and suggest that the ancestral cnidarian was a solitary polyp that lacked a medusa stage or a photosynthetic endosymbiont. Further, our analyses strongly suggest that symbiosis with photosynthetic eukaryotes has evolved on multiple occasions in cnidaria. Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Results: we generated transcriptomic data from 5 storozoons, Calvadosia cruxmilitensis, Craterolophus convolvulus, Halicystis auricula, Halicystis sanguinensis and Lucernaria quadricornis, 1 cyphozoon Cassiope zamachana and the Cerianthid Cerianthus borealis. In addition, we sequenced and generated a rough draft assembly of the nuclear genome of Renilla reniformis. The genome assembly had an N50 of 1,843 base pairs. We predicted 12,689 protein-coding genes, many of which are likely partial, but sufficient for downstream phylogenomic analyses. We also used the highest quality transcriptomic data from Sarpata et al., 10, to which we added genomic and transcriptomic data from several taxa that were underrepresented in previous studies, including most endocnidazone taxa from Chang et al., 11. Full stop. After an initial round of matrix construction and phylogenetic analyses, several new cnidarian transcriptome datasets became available, and we incorporated an additional 13 taxa into our final data matrix of PTP75TX, additional files 1 and 2. Potential contamination identified in cnidarian transcriptome data. We applied a strict filter to all datasets to remove potential contaminants. In total, we removed less than 5% of sequences from most datasets except for the following taxa: Alatina alata, 7.9%, Anemonia viridis, 6%, Anthoplera elegantissima, 7%, Gorgonia ventalina, 6.8%, Hydractinia pelliclina, 6.8%, Platygera carnosus, 6.7%, and Ceratopora hystrix, 6.9%. In addition, many sequences from the Myxozoans Cudoa iwate, 39.8%, Myxobilis cerebralis, 25.6%, M. pendula, 40.5%, and Thelehanellus clitoi, 21.4%, as well as the filiferin hydrozone Podocorina carnea, 26.7%. Had best matches to bilaterian sequences and were subsequently removed, additional file 1. Following the removal of these putative contaminants, preliminary phylogenetic analyses showed that the myxozoan sequences procured by the Agama pipeline still retained many contaminants, as these species were positioned within the vertebrates, additional file 3. Further analysis of Mike's own bearing partitions from both datasets showed that the Agama pipeline was prone to include partitions with a single Mike's own species present and that these partitions were more likely to be comprised of contaminants, a situation not encountered in the OFF-PTP dataset, Figure 3. Further, when Agama partitions with greater than 3 Mike's own species were selected for phylogenetic analysis, 47 partitions, the Mike's own species were resolved in their expected position within the Indopnidozoa, and the remaining topology was largely consistent with all other results, see below, additional file 4, page 4 of 18. Figure 3 relationship between sparse data representation and the retention of contaminated sequences in phylogenomic data matrices as illustrated by Mike's own species. We conducted blast similarity searches against a metazone genome database for all Mike's own sequences present in both the ARF62TX and ARF-PTP62TX matrices. In addition, we noted how many Mike's own species were present in each partition. Myxozones are internal parasites of telost fishes and we noted significant contamination in transcriptome data from these host species. The Agama pipeline produces a large, but sparse matrix as compared to OFF-PTP, Figure 4. In cases where contamination is common, as with myxozone data, sparse data matrices have high numbers of partitions with single species represented per clade, which in turn are enriched for contaminant sequences. Partitions with greater than one species of Mike's own present have a lower potential to include contamination. The OFF-PTP pipeline produces a denser data matrix, which makes it inherently less prone to selecting contaminants. Phylogenomic matrix generation pipelines produced contrasting data matrices. We built two preliminary, independent phylogenomic data matrices with Agama, ARF62TX, and OFF-PTP, ARF-PTP62TX. After selecting orthologous partition alignments that exceeded 50% taxon occupancy, the Agama pipeline incorporated roughly 3 times as many genes and 4 times as much data, 962 single gene partitions, 233,568 data positions, as of PTP, 372 single gene partitions, 53,389 data positions, Figure 4. Furthermore, the average partition length was longer for the ARF62TX dataset than of PTP62TX, Figure 4a. Comparisons of the across partition invictensis complements of ARF62TX and of PTP62TX revealed that only 53 loci are shared between the two datasets, Figure 4c. We also detected substantial differences in taxon occupancy between the datasets produced by Agama and of PTP. ARF62TX had, on average, significantly lower taxon occupancy, 481/962 equals 49%, compared to ARF-PTP62TX, 232/372 equals 62%, Fisher's exact test P equals 0.028, or ARF-PTP75TX, 225/357 equals 63%, Fisher's exact test P equals 0.023. In addition, the ARF62TX dataset had exceedingly low coverage for several key groups, see below and Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, A, C, page 5 of 18, B, D. Figure 4 comparisons of new and previously published phylogenomic datasets for Cnidaria reveal significant differences. A histogram showing the distributions of alignment lengths for partitions included in the ARF-PTP62TX, ARF-62TX and two previously published phylogenomic matrices, 11, 10b. The number of taxa plotted against the average taxon occupancy for each dataset. Size of each circle is based on number of partitions. C inset in a P denotes preliminary dataset. C Venn diagram indicating the overlap in invictensis gene identities from partitions present in each dataset. The most similar datasets are ARF62TX and that from Sarpata et al., 10, which are both based on a gamma, 45 decomposition, enrichment and depletion of GO terms associated with the cellular component category from the NVictensis sequences present across partitions. Left, the composition of unique cellular component terms are shown as bar plots for each dataset. Only terms that are significantly enriched or depleted relative to their frequencies in the NVictensis protein set in at least one dataset are shown. Right, the identities of each cellular component term and their enrichment or depletion for each dataset. Black equals depleted, white equals enriched, gray equals not significant. For BC, datasets are color-coded as in a additional files 3, 5 and 6. Similarly, the of PTP datasets were substantially denser, but smaller in size, figure 4AB, than the dataset reported by Sarpata et al., 10, which was also constructed using the same Agama pipeline, 45, figure 4B, additional files 3, 5 and 6. The data matrix reported by Chang et al., 11, a manually curated dataset, had the highest density, but the lowest number of ingrok taxa present, figure 4b. Overall, our findings suggested significant differences between the composition of datasets produced by OVPTP, Agama, and those reported in recent phylogenomic analyses of Cnidaria, 11, 10. Next, we sought to understand how these datasets differed in terms of the functional classes of genes present in each. We first compared the number of NVictensis genes shared in each dataset and found surprisingly low levels of overlap among datasets, figure 4c. This estimation could be confounded if different pipelines retained different, but closely related, NVictensis paralogs during their distinct tree pruning procedures, potentially. Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Exaggerating differences between them. We therefore conducted gene ontology, GO, analyses of enrichment and depletion by comparing the relative proportions of each GO term for the NVictensis genes present in each dataset to their relative proportion in the background NVictensis V1.0 protein set, 48. These analyses show that significant differences in GO term representation, relative to the background, pervade each dataset across each GO category examined, for example cellular component, molecular function and biological process. These differences are evident by comparing the composition and relative enrichment and depletion of GO terms between each of the data matrices, figure 4D, additional file 7. Our findings demonstrate that the two independent datasets produced here, together with those from the two most recent phylogenomic analyses of Cnidaria, 11, 10, are comprised of data partitions that differ profoundly in terms of gene identity and functional class, figure 4CD. Consistent phylogenomic results from different data matrices. Preliminary phylogenetic analyses of the ARF62TX and of PTP62TX matrices were largely congruent in our ML analyses, with the exception that the myxozoa was unexpectedly positioned within the vertebrates in our analyses of ARF62TX, see above, additional file 3. The unexpected position of myxozoa in the ARF62TX analysis is likely due to contamination exaggerated by data sparseness in that matrix. On average, myxozoan species are represented in a significantly smaller proportion, Fisher's exact test, of partitions in the ARF62TX dataset as compared to the of PTP62TX dataset, Myxobulus pendula P equals 0.027, Thelehanellus kittoi P equals 0.0001, Myxobulus cerebralis P equals 0.0001, figure 5, additional file 3. We hypothesized that if contaminants were still present in the myxozoan datasets despite our filtering efforts, they would be minimized in partitions that had more than one myxozoan species present, as the likelihood of selecting more than one orthologous contaminant sequences from multiple datasets for the same partition would be low. In fact, We recovered a monophyletic cnidaria with the R62X matrix after pruning myxozone partitions with fewer than 3 myxozone species, additional file 4. The sparse representation of myxozone sequences across R62TX makes it more likely that a single myxozone species is represented per partition, as compared to the less sparse of PTP matrix, figure 3. This relationship, in turn, makes it more likely that contaminants are incorporated into the Agama matrix. Given the sparse nature of the matrix produced by Agama under default settings, we decided to focus our deeper analyses on the matrix derived from the OFPTP approach, page 6 of 18. After our initial analyses, we added new data for 13 additional taxa derived from our own sequencing efforts and from newly published studies, for a total of 67 cnidarian taxa, 75 species in total, additional files 1 and 2. And produced a new dataset containing 357 partitions, 53,539 positions, which we refer to as of PTP75TX, additional file 8. We performed both ML and Bayesian analyses on of PTP75TX, figure 5, additional files 9 and 10. After pruning T. adherens from the trees sampled from both chains of the Philo Bayes run, we obtained a convergence with high confidence, max diff equals 0.152284. In addition, Renilla reniformis, which had among the most limited data representation of any taxon, formed a monophyletic group with Corallium rubrum in the Bayesian analyses, but was the sister to the remaining octocorals in ML analyses. We therefore collapsed the two conflicting nodes into polytomies, figure 5, additional files 9 and 10. Overall, results from Bayesian and ML analyses were congruent, with all but 3 nodes in the cnidarian ingrut receiving maximum support in both analyses. The following phylogenetic findings related to our analyses of PTP75TX are recovered in both ML and Bayesian analyses and receive maximum support in each as detailed in figure 5. We recovered a monophyletic anthozoa sister to a clade containing Medusozoa plus Indocnidozoa. In addition, Cerianthera, represented by Cerianthus borealis, is sister to Hexacorallia. Within Hexacorallia, we confirmed many previous studies that recovered Sclerotinia and Corallimorpheria as sister taxa, for example, 31, 32, 49, 50, but unexpectedly recovered Zontheria as the sister lineage to the remainder of Hexacorallia. Consistent with Chang et al., 11, our analyses recovered a monophyletic Indocnidozoa, Myxozoa plus Polypodiazoa, as sister to Medusozoa. Our analyses split Medusozoa into 2 monophyletic groups consisting of Hydrozoa, comprised of monophyletic Hydroidolina and Trichilinae, 51, 52, 1, and Acrospida, a lesser-known clade uniting Sterozoa, Cubozoa and Cyphozoa. Within Cyphozoa, we recovered a periphyletic Simiostomae where Aurelia aurita grouped with Rhizostomae. Within Hydrozoa, Trichilinae is the sister lineage to the remaining Hydroidolinia, which is further divided into Aplanulata and a clade comprised of Siphonophores, the Liptothecate Clitia hemispherica and species of the Phyllifera IV group. The histories of key cnidarian traits. We applied stochastic character mapping, 53, 54, 55, to reconstruct ancestral character states for selected traits on our topology, figure 6. In addition, we conducted a Bayes factor test comparing the prior and posterior probabilities of each trait evolving either once or multiple times, 56, using a range of gain and loss rate parameters including empirical estimates, 57, Table 1, Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, 77, 1, 0, page 7 of 18, Myxozoa 94, 1, 0, Cudoa iwate Myxobolus cerebralis Myxobolus pendula felihanellus kitoi, Sterozoa cubozoa, Cyphozoa, Medusozoa, Hydrozoa, Octocorallia, Hexacorallia, Anthozoa, Halicystis auricula, Halicystis sanguinensis, Lucinaria quadricornis, Craterolophus convolvulus, Calvadosia crux militensis, Chironex fleckeri, Tripedalia cystophora, Latina olata, Atolla van Hofini, Perifilla, Perifilla chrysora, Fussusen cyania, Capillata aurelia, Aurita cassiope, Zamachanus demolophus, Meligris crasper de custis, Aurbi eginus, Citria ectartlera, Larynx hydra, Viridissima hydra, Magna papillata hydra, Oligactus fasalia, Fissilis crassia, Lathetica abilopsis, Tetragona agama elegans, 9910, Nanomia bejuga, Clitia hemispherica, 53098, Teratopsis sp. Podocorina carnea hydractinia polyclina hydractinia symbiolongicarpus renilla reniformis corallium rubrum nephthygorgia sp. Gorgonia ventalina leptogorgia somentosa unicella cavallinii unicella verrucosa cerianthus borealis protopolitho variabilis edward cela lanita nematostella victensis hormathia digitata mitridium senile aetasia pallida bellosera 2d. Anthoplera elegantissima anemonia viridis corinactus australis redactus indocinensis recordia yuma acropora digitifera porites asteroides madrasis auritenra seriatopora histrix posillopora damicornis labactus scuteria tenactus echinata. Montastria cavernosa montastria faviolata faviolizidensis platigera carnosus. Outgripes. Indognidozoa. Amphimedon Queenslandic Anemiopsis Leedii Trichoplaxid Herenstenia Pygia Guttata Strongula Centritus Papuritus Drosophila Melanogaster Locha Gigantia Capitella Telata Polypodium Hydriform. Figure 5 Megalitis and Bayesian Analyses of the PTP75TX Dataset Confidently Resolved Gnidarian Phylogeny and Depict the Three Major Lineages. Shown is the topology from ML Analyses, Additional File 9. Nodes not present in the Bayesian analysis, additional file 10 are collapsed to polytomies. All nodes receive maximum support in both analyses except where indicated as bootstraps and posterior probabilities. Circles at terminal tips indicate the number of data partitions present per taxon. Blue circles indicate data produced here, while orange circles indicate publicly available data. All datasets are derived from RNA-seq data except when whole genome assemblies were used as indicated in red. Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Cymco Bio SL Me O'Neill is D. et Po USA Y. Lip. Page 8 of 18. Corallium rubrum renilla reniformis nephthygorgia sp. Leptogorgia somentosa gorgonia ventalina unicella verrucosa unicella cavallinii cerianthus borealis protopolitho variabilis edward cela lanita nematostella victensis hormathia digitata. Aetasia pallida mitridium senile bellosera 2d anemonia viridis anthoplera elegantissima corinactus australis redactus indocinensis recordia yuma acropora digitifera porites asteroides madrasis auritenra posillopora damicornis seriatopora histrix tenactus echinata labactus scuteria montastria cavernosa montastria faviolata platigera carnosus faviolizidensis polypidum hydriform pudoa iwate myxobilis cerebralis thelahanellus kitoi myxobilis pendula halicystis sanguinensis. Halicystis auricula lucinaria quadricornis calvadosia crux militensis craterolophus convolvulus chironex fleckeri tripedalia cystophora latina olata perifilla perifilla atolla van Hofini chrysora fussusen cyania capillata aurelia aurita. Stimolophus meligris cassiope zamachana crasper de custis aurbi eginus citria ectartlera larynx hydra viridissima hydra oligactus hydra magna papillata fasalia fissilis crassia lathetica abilopsis tetragona agama elegans nanomia bejuga clitia hemispherica teratopsis sp. Podocorina carnea hydractinia symbiolongicarpus hydractinia polyclina. Figure 6 Studies of character evolution reveal a dynamic history of gain and loss for each trait examined. We conducted stochastic character mapping, 53, 55, on our Gnidarian ingroup topology, branch lengths not shown, for each character state included. Ancestral state reconstructions of each character at each node are shown as pie charts representing posterior probabilities. The color-coded presence or absence of each character is shown at right. Our results suggest that the ancestral state of Cnidaria was a non-symbiotic, solitary polyp. However, other characters are equivocal at this node. These analyses provide complementary views of character evolution. Of the characters we examined, we recovered strong support for multiple origins of the intracellular, autotrophic, eukaryotic symbiont character, P equals 0.96, Table 1, which occurred independently within all major classes of Cnidaria except the parasitic Indopnidozoa, Figure 6. In contrast, results from our analyses of coloniality were less clear. We found marginal support for a single origin of coloniality across the tree, Table 1, P equals 0.83, while ancestral state reconstructions also provided marginal support for the hypothesis that the last common ancestor of the included Cnidarian taxa possessed the alternative, solitary, character state, PP equals 0.76. Life history stages within Cnidaria are strikingly plastic, making universal definitions difficult, 108, 59, 23, 60, 3. Here, we consider the Medusa to be asexually. Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Page 9 of 18. Table 1 Bayes factor analyses of single versus multiple origins of selected traits. Trait. Prize on rates of gain, loss. BF of single, HO, versus multiple origins, HA. Log 10, BF. 2's log E, BF. Posterior probability, HO. Posterior probability, HA. Symbiosis. 0.47, 0.47 a. 0.0368, 1.4338, 6.6028, 0.0355, 0.9645, 10, 1, 0.0086, 2.0675, 9.5214, 0.0085, 0.9915, 110, 0.0004, 3.3976, 15.6467, 0.0004, 0.9996, coloniality, 0.7, 0.7, a, 3.2204, 0.8334, 0.1666, 0.1841, 0.8480, 0.6044, 0.3956, 1.5601, 0.1932, 0.8896, 0.6094, 0.3906, 0.27, 0.27 a, 63.4250, 1.8023, 8.2998, 0.9845, 0.0155, 10, 1, 4.3807, 0.6415, 2.9544, 0.8142, 0.1858, 110 polyp, 0.6993, 1.5281, 110 medusa, 5.0038, 10, 1, 3.1507, 0.4984, 2.2952, 0.7591, 0.2409, 0.2, 0.2, a, 3.5403, 0.5490, 2.5284, 0.7797, 0.2203, 10, 1, 12.9087, 1.1109, 5.1158, 0.9281, 0.0719, 110, 8.4292, 0.9258, 4.2634, 0.8939, 0.1061, values in italics have posterior probabilities greater than 0.95. HO null hypothesis that trait originated once. HA alternative hypothesis that trait evolved more than once. Again, loss rates estimated from observed data using CORHAM, 4, mature, solitary, free swimming life history stage that spawns after separation or metamorphosis from a polyp. We consider the polyp stage to be a post-larval non-medusa stage. Our ancestral state reconstructions recovered only equivocal support, PP equals 0.52, for the presence of medusa in the last common ancestor of Medusozoa with several inferred losses throughout the group. Most likely in the lineages leading to Sterozoa and again within Aplanulata and Siphonophora. However, we recover strong support for a single origin of Medusae, P equals 0.98, on our tree, table 1. The polyp life history stage is common across the cnidarian phylogeny with notable losses in Indocnidozoa and Trichilinae. A single origin of the polyp stage is well supported, P equals 0.93, and the last common ancestor of our well-sampled cnidarian phylogeny is strongly inferred to have a polyp stage, PP equals 1.0. This finding is consistent with the conventional view of cnidarian body plan evolution, 5.61, and recent fossil evidence from the Lower Cambrian, 62. Our results from Bayes factor tests for multiple origins are based on empirically derived gain and loss rate parameters, but are robust to a wide range of exaggerated rates of gain and loss, Table 1. Discussion: the phylogenetic structure of cnidaria. Cnidaria is a large and diverse clade that has produced numerous fascinating evolutionary novelties since at least the Cambrian, 51, 62. Understanding the origin and evolution of these innovations requires a stable phylogenetic framework, but resolving the relationships of the major cnidarian lineages has eluded evolutionary biologists. Here, we present a well-resolved cnidarian phylogeny using genomic and transcriptomic data from representatives of all classes, summarized in Figure 7. Our analyses support the monophyly of Anthozoa, with the enigmatic Cerianotheria placed as sister to Hexacorallia. Surprisingly, we recover Zoanotheria as the sister group to the remaining Hexacorallia, whereas most other molecular phylogenetic studies placed Actinaria in this position, for example, 31, 32. This placement of Zoanotheria has several implications for morphological evolution within Hexacorallia. For example, Zoanotheria, like Cerianotheria and Opteralia, but unlike most other Hexacorallia, have a single siphonoglyph, a ciliated groove located in the actinopharynx, and are therefore bilaterally symmetrical, 63. Thus, our placement of Zoanotheria as sister to the remaining Hexacorallia adds support to the idea that the last common ancestor of Anthozoa, and perhaps Cnidaria, was bilaterally symmetrical. We were unable to include Antipotheria in our dataset, and data from this group will be important in future phylogenomic studies for solidifying the Hexacorallian topology. Our analyses corroborate previous findings of a sister relationship between Medusozoa and Indocnidozoa, Myxozoa and Polypodium hydriform, 11, 64, 65. Importantly, our findings strongly support the existence of a clade consisting of Sterozoa, Cubozoa and Siphozoa, which receive only weak support in previous analyses, 10. Our placement of Sterozoa revives evolutionary hypotheses put forward more than half a century ago by Hyman, 21, and Thiel, 66, and includes the union of the Rapalia-bearing Cubozoa and Siphozoa in the clade Rapaliophora, 67. Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, page 10 of 18, Figure 7 Summary of Results. Our working hypothesis for the topology of major cnidarian lineages based on the present study. Our study provides the most comprehensive taxon sampling of cnidaria for phylogenomic analysis to date, additional file 11. While our attempts to account for potential contamination resulted in the dramatic reduction of data for some taxa, we managed to recover sufficient partitions with at least 50% taxon occupancy to estimate a robust phylogeny for Cnidaria, Figure 5. We show that given the same input data, the Agama pipeline under default parameters, 45, tended to produce larger though sparser data matrices than the of PTP procedure, 46, 47. In our analyses, the data matrix produced by the Agama pipeline resulted in the misplacement of the data poor myxozoa with invertebrates due to contamination, figure 3, additional files 3 and 4, despite our extensive data filtering steps. We note that our analyses are based on the earlier version of Agalima v0.5 Devil and a subsequent update has been made available, https://bitbucket.org/Kasiwdan/Agama. The minuscule amount of overlap between the Agama and of PTP datasets, only 53 NVictensis loci shared across partitions between R62TX and OV62TX, figure 4C, was surprising, given that both pipelines use similar approaches, transdecoder, 68, to produce translated peptidomes, all by all blast to generate similarity graphs and Markov clustering, MCL, 69, to define orthologous gene clusters. Why would similar approaches produce largely different datasets using identical input data? Minor differences between the Agama and of PTP pipelines include the default MCL inflation parameters, 2.1 and 1.5 respectively. However, it has been demonstrated that varying the inflation parameter in MCL clustering does not have a major effect on resulting orthographs, Li et al., 70, but C. Gibbons et al., 71. One important difference that could explain the construction of largely different datasets by the two pipelines is the procedure used for pruning orthographs when multiple representative sequences from each taxon are present. The tree prune procedure in Agama may produce several partitions per orthograph, while the of PTP pipeline uses Philo Tree Pruner, 47, which produces only a single partition, the largest monophyletic group, from each orthograph. Regardless of the topology, differences in orthograph pruning are also likely to drive differences in matrix sparseness, which can exacerbate the influence of contamination in phylogenomic datasets, figure 3. While there are advantages and limitations to each approach, the important consideration here is that phylogenetic analyses of very different matrices produced by both pipelines yielded identical topologies when free of contamination. Additional file 3. Deciphering relationships within anthozoa. This study is the first to confidently determine the position of the Cerianthurian tube anemones, figure 2, as the sister group to Hexacorallia within anthozoa, figures 5 and 7. Our result contradicts the favored hypothesis of Stamper et al., 6, that Cerianthuria is the sister to the remaining anthozoa, and corroborates earlier but weakly supported hypotheses based on morphology, 31, 32. Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Mitochondrial genomes, 7, and phylogenomic datasets, 10. Cerianthurians possess several unique characteristics, 31, 32, and following the suggestion of Stamper et al., 6, we treat it as a unique taxon among the other anthozoan clades, figure 7. Although often treated as members of Hexacorallia, 31, 32, Cerianthurian mesenteries, which divide the gastric cavity, are coupled, but not paired as they are in Hexacorallians, 72. Both taxa do, however, possess a distinctive nematocyst type known as a spirocyst, which is likely a synapomorphy for the clade consisting of Cerianthuria plus Hexacorallia, 31, 32. In addition to other unusual characteristics, Cerianthurians possess swimming larvae called Cerinula that are somewhat similar to Medusae, figure 2b, 26. In some cases, these stages even develop gonads, 73, 74, 75, and indeed such stages are responsible for one of the more interesting, if obscure, confusions in cnidarian biodiversity studies. Hekel, 76, observed several such stages and erected a family, Tesseridae, that he concluded was part of Storomedusia, whose members are otherwise benthic, see below. For decades, The swimming pelagic species of Tisseridae went mostly unobserved and were neglected in compendia of known medusae, 77, until Goya, 78, reported an observation and documented its veracity. It was not until a few years ago, 79, that Goya's species and Haeckel's family were recognized for what they are, precocious larval tube anemones that had yet to settle and secrete their tubes into which they would project their soft adult bodies. Our taxon sampling for Anthozoa is sufficient to provide confidence in the relationships of the major Hexacorallian lineages, including the position of Cerianthera as the sister group to Hexacorallia, figures 5 and 7. Within Hexacorallia, it will be important for future studies to incorporate species from Antipatheria, black corals, to more fully understand the topology of this group. Likewise, several open questions regarding relationships within Octocorallia remain, 80, 81. The majority of our sampling is limited to Holoxonia, a suborder of all Cyanacea. Addressing these issues will require increasing the breadth of taxon sampling across all Cyanacea, for example, Calcaxonia, Proteolcyonaria, Scleroxonia, Stolonophora, and the inclusion of Helioparacea, for example, the reef-forming blue corals, in future phylogenomic studies. Resolving key controversies within Medusozoa. The benthic Storomedusae of the class Sterozoa have had a long and confused taxonomic history, figure 1. The earliest studies classified them as anthozoans in the 19th century taxon polypi of the Actinii, 82, 83, 84, but Sars, 85, was the first to note that the finger-like gastric cirri and the four-part arrangement of gonads in Storomedusae bore a striking resemblance to similar features of non-hydrozoan medusae. Indeed, our results strongly suggest that gastric cirri and a quadripartite body, page 11 of 18, plan are synapomorphies of the clade uniting Sterozoa, Cubozoa and Cyphozoa, although the presence of four sets of longitudinal muscles in some endopnidozoans, for example, Malacosporian myxozoans, could suggest that a quadripartite body plan is a plesiomorphy for Medusozoa that was lost in Hydrozoa and other endopnidozoans, 86. In the late 1800s, the so-called stalked jellyfishes were the subject of discourse in the nascent field of evolutionary biology, where they were viewed as degenerate Cyphomedusae, 87, arrested Cyphistoma, E, 88, or as ancestral forms representing an early diverging lineage equivalent in value to the Cyphomedusae, 89. This earlier view is borne out by our results showing strong support for Sterozoa as the sister group to Cubozoa plus Cyphozoa, figures 5 and 7, and is also in agreement with the topology of Sarpata et al., 10, which had only weak support. Earlier phylogenetic analyses of Ruvnar and morphology also supported the view that Sterozoa is a distinct clade from Cyphozoa and Cubozoa, but instead suggested that Sterozoa was the sister group to the remaining Medusozoans, 4, 24. Our data strongly suggest that Sterozoa is a member of a monophyletic group containing Cubozoa and Cyphozoa. The earliest taxon name that could apply to this clade is Acrispida, 90, which was originally restricted to Cyphozoan and Cubozoan species, but later included Sterozoa in a discussion of an evolutionary series linking Storomedusae to Coronitae and Discomedusae, 91, 76, 92, 93. During the same period, Goethe, 94, originated the name Cyphozoa and included Storomedusae as one of its orders. Based on distinct life cycle and polyp traits, Werner, 95, extracted Cubomedusae from Cyphozoa as the Cubozoa, and by a similar analysis of life history and anatomical traits, Marx and Collins, 23, established Storomedusae as the Medusozoan class Sterozoa. In addition, the first explicit name for Cubozoa plus Cyphozoa, the Rapaleophora, was introduced by Axe, 67, and we follow that here, while using Gegenbaur's Acrispida as the clade uniting Sterozoa and Rapaleophora, figure 7. We note that Haeckel, 76, appears to be the first to use the clade name Acrispida in its present sense. Evolution of complex characters in Cnidaria. Our phylogenomic analyses of Cnidaria provide a framework for understanding the evolutionary histories of several important organismal traits that likely contributed to the success of the phylum. Our inclusion of all major lineages makes this phylogenetic hypothesis particularly suitable for reconstructing ancestral states for the last common ancestor of Cnidaria. We scored each taxon in our dataset for the presence or absence of recognizable traits including photosynthetic eukaryotic endosymbionts, colonial body plans, a medusa stage and a polyp stage as discrete characters, figure 6. We used explicit models of character evolution, Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, to reconstruct individual character histories, 53, 54, 55, rates of gain and loss, 57, and numbers of origins, 56. These methods provide powerful tools for understanding the evolutionary histories of selected traits, but several caveats regarding their application are in order. First, the efficacy of ancestral state reconstruction is dependent upon taxon sampling and, while our dataset is larger than previous phylogenomic analyses of Cnidarians, figure 4b, we emphasize that taxon sampling in certain octocoral and hydrozoan subclades remains sparse and characters that vary within orders may be obscured. In addition, our taxon selection likely overrepresents nearshore, shallow water taxa, which could bias our attempts to reconstruct the ancestry of traits like symbiosis or even life history. Finally, the statistical approaches employed here depend on parameters that define the rates of character transitions. For ancestral state reconstructions, a one-rate model was a significantly better fit for each character, Table 1, and so we choose to use equal rates on gain and loss. For studies of independent origins of traits, we chose to conduct a sensitivity analysis that included a wide range of exaggerated rate priors, in addition to an empirically estimated rate prior. In this case, our results were robust to such parameter differences, even when exaggerated, Table 1. The acquisition of phototrophic endosymbionts, including Cymbiodinium and Orzuchlorelli, constitutes a major ecological innovation in the evolutionary history of Cnidaria, allowing these organisms to thrive in oligotrophic waters, 96. Endosymbiosis in hexacorals, especially the sclerotinian corals, is a major area of interest considering the sensitivity of this symbiotic relationship in a changing environment, but is also found in every other Cnidarian class except Endocnidozoa. Our analyses support the hypothesis that endosymbiosis has evolved multiple times during the evolutionary history of Cnidaria, with independent origins likely occurring in hexacorals, see also, 97, octocorals, cyphozoans and hydrozoans, figure 6. This finding may highlight both the adaptive utility of photosynthetic endosymbionts in oligotrophic environments and the possibility of a shared underlying mechanism, such as the ability to absorb dissolved nutrients across epithelial membranes. For the establishment and maintenance of endosymbiotic autotrophs across disparate Cnidarian clades, 3. Colonial organization among disparate Cnidarian clades may facilitate adaptations related to maximizing nutrient and spatial resources, defense, surface, volume constraints of unitary animals and reproductive success. Further, coloniality is associated with enhanced modularity and the potential for division of labor among zooids, somatically integrated individuals that arise by budding or division, 98. Division of labor of this type reaches its pinnacle in the siphonophores where it parallels the level of functional specialization exhibited by the cells of other multicellular organisms, 99. Our analysis of the character history of, page 12 of 18. Coloniality across Cnidaria shows that this trait was likely present in the last common ancestor of octocorals, sclerotinians and hydrozoans, but was absent or equivocal in all other deeper nodes including the last common ancestor of Cnidaria. We note that our finding is at odds with previous studies of sclerotinians, which included much greater taxon sampling. These studies revealed a more dynamic evolutionary history for coloniality, 97, and suggested that the last common ancestor of Sclerotinia was solitary. 100. Strong evidence for loss of coloniality in our dataset is found only in the Aplanula to Hydra zones, which include species within the genus Hydra. The polyp is generally regarded as the ancestral life history state in Cnidaria, to which the medusa was added in one or more lineages. 561. Defining different Cnidarian life history stages is often difficult because of the many variations and exceptions exhibited within the wide variety of taxa. 58, 59, 23. Our definition of the medusa as a liberated, propulsive form-bearing gonads, 58, requires that the solitary, benthic members of Sterozoa are scored as possessing a derived polyp rather than a degenerated medusa as suggested earlier. 4, 7, 66, 101, 95, and the stolon stage of Polypodium hydriform is scored as neither a medusa nor a polyp. 102. Our analyses strongly support the polyp first hypothesis. 21, 95, with the prediction of a polypoid ancestor to Cnidaria, with at least two independent losses of the polyp stage in lineages leading to Indocnidozoa and within Trachilina. 103. Figures 6 and 7. Previous studies have suggested a single innovation of the medusa form within Medusozoa. 7, with independent losses in several Hydrozoa clades. 58. Our results also favor a single origin of medusa with independent losses of this stage in the lineages leading to Sterozoa and Aplanulata. Table 1, Figure 6. These analyses illustrate the remarkable variation of life history strategies within Cnidaria and set the stage for research into the genomic and developmental factors underlying these transitions. Conclusions: Cnidaria have experienced more than 600 million years of independent evolution and in the process generated an array of biological innovations. Some of these innovations, for example, cnidocytes, evolved in the stem of Cnidaria, but many of the most intriguing, for example, endosymbiosis, coloniality and the medusa life history stage, likely evolved after the last common Cnidarian ancestor and were lost in some lineages. The well-resolved phylogenetic relationships put forth in this study, as well as the ancestral reconstruction of some of these traits, marks a major step toward understanding the extraordinary evolutionary history of Cnidaria. While our analyses do not reveal the states of all our selected characters with confidence in the ancestral Cnidarian, Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, non-symbiotic, solitary polyp that lacked a medusa stage remains the most likely prediction, with multiple independent origins of symbiosis occurring subsequently. Page 13 of 18. Multiple tissue types per taxon is to broaden transcript diversity. Further details, including extraction methods, DNA and RNA-seq library preparation and sequencing are provided in additional file 12. Methods: taxon sampling and sequencing, sequence assembly and translation. We generated new transcriptome data from a range of Cnidarian taxa including 5 storozoans, Calvadosia cruxmilitensis, Craterolophus convolvulus, Halicystis auricula, Halicystis sanguinensis, Gnomon nudum, and Lucernaria quadricornis. 1 Cereanthid, Cereanthus borealis, 1 Cyphozoan, Cassiope zamachana, and gene model data from whole genome sequencing of 1 octocoral, Renilla reniformis. To these we added the following previously published data: 13 Cnidarian transcriptomes from Sopata et al., 10, 30 RNA-seq datasets from the NCBISRA archive and 16 transcriptomes and gene models from whole genome data. We included the same 7 outgrips used by Sopata et al., 10, to which we added Loccia gigantea, 104. A single adult sample of Calvadosia cruxmilitensis was collected from Penzance, Cornwall, England. A single adult sample Cereanthus borealis was collected near Shoals Marine Laboratories, Appledore Island, Maine, USA. An adult sample of Craterolophus convolvulus was collected from Rye Harbor, Rye, New Hampshire, USA. An adult sample of Halicystis auricula was collected from Eastport, Maine, USA. Halicolistus sanguinensis samples of various sizes, juveniles and adults, were collected from Cattle Point, Friday Harbor, Washington, USA. An adult sample of Lucernaria quadricornis was collected near Shoals Marine Laboratories, Appledore Island, Maine, USA. Cassiope zamachana samples were from a lab culture originally collected from Key Largo, Florida, USA. The Cassiope zamachana transcriptome was generated from three clonal lines, T1A, T1B, T2B, at four stages, aposymbiotic, 3 and 8 days post-inoculation by Symbiodinia microadriaticum and Strobilus stage. Renilla reniformis adult sample was collected in the surf at Fort George Inlet, Jacksonville, Florida, USA. Washington specimens were collected with permission from Friday Harbor Marine Labs. Florida specimens were collected within allowable limits as stipulated by Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. New Hampshire collections were done under a permit from the New Hampshire Fish and Wildlife Department. Maine collections were done under a permit from the State of Maine Department of Marine Resources. England collections were done under a permit from Natural England. Additional details on data sources are provided in additional files 1 and 2. Materials used for sequencing were either sampled from whole organisms, or from after adaptive filtering using Trimomatic V0.33, 105, with default settings and retaining reads greater than 80 bp for 100 bp length sequencing runs and 100 bp for 150 bp length sequencing runs. We assembled all de novo transcriptomes using Trinity V2, 0, 6, 106, with default parameters. Trinity V2.3 was used for H. auricula, L. quadricornis and C. borealis. For each transcriptome, transcripts were translated into peptides using default settings in Transdecoder V2, 0, 1, 68. We generated an assembly of the Renilla reniformis nuclear genome from Illumina paired end reads as follows. We trimmed adapters with Trimomatic V0.32, 105, performed error correction with ALPATHS LG version 44837, 107, and assembled the processed reads using Platinus version 1, 2, 1, with default parameters except K equals 48, 108. We created a coding region training set using the JGI genome annotations of Nematostella victensis V1.0, 48, and then used Augustus 3, 0, 3, 109, with default parameters to generate Renilla reniformis protein predictions. To minimize the possibility of integrating contaminant or laterally transferred sequences, we remove all sequences that had better BLAST, 110, hits to outgrups than to ingrups. We did this in two steps, first against a database that included a representative set of metazone and non-metazone sequences, http://ryanlab.whitney.ufl.edu/downloads-alien-index, and then against a database that included a set of representative cnidarian sequences and a set of representative bilaterian sequences, in GitHub repository. We used Alien Index version 3.0, 111, to identify sequences with better hits to each outgrup and the remove alien script from the Alien Index package to build a new faster sequence file that excluded potential contaminants. While this process likely removed numerous non-contaminant non-laterally transferred sequences, our conservative approach made it less likely that we included contaminant sequences and the loss of data was acceptable given the great number of sequences that passed our conservative filter. All commands and scripts used for sequence assembly and translation are given in additional file 13 and at https://github.com/2017kale et al. Construction of phylogenomic datasets. We built two preliminary datasets consisting of 54 cnidarian taxa and 8 outgrups using 1, Agama V0.5 Devil with nucleotide sequences as input, https://bitbucket.org/cassiodon/agama, as in Sarpata et al., 10, and, 2, a custom phylogenomics pipeline consisting of Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, Ortho Finder V0, 4, 0, 46, followed by Phyllotree pruna, 47, and our associated wrapper scripts that we refer to as OVPTP. OVPTP takes the transdecoder translated peptide sequences from each transcriptome as input. The final supermatrices produced by both approaches were filtered to include partitions with greater than 50% taxon occupancy, which were then used for phylogenetic analyses. Following preliminary phylogenetic analyses, we noticed that the Myxa's own taxa showed evidence of contamination even after extensive filtering with alien index, and this contamination resulted in Indocnidozoa being placed with invertebrata in the Agama, but not the OVPTP dataset. To investigate this further, we obtained all data partitions from ARF62TX and OVPTP62TX that had Myxa's own data and assessed how many putative contaminant sequences were present in each. We also conducted BLAST 110 similarity searches for each Myxa's own sequence captured by both pipelines against a BLAST database comprised of the protein models from 10 high-quality, phylogenetically disparate metazone genomes, including telosts and cnidarians. The frequency that the top BLAST hit for each Myxa's own sequence resided in a data partition with 1, 2, 3 or 4 other Myxa's own species was determined for each data matrix using custom scripts. In addition, while analyzing our preliminary datasets, our efforts and additional publications made available transcriptomic data for several additional cnidarian taxa. We therefore created a final dataset using the OVPTP pipeline, OVPTP75TX, that included 13 of these taxa. We estimated overlap in data composition between the OVPTP and Agama matrices by directly comparing the complement of Envictensis sequences present in each data partition. To do this, we first cross-referenced the Envictensis sequences from each partition for each dataset to their full-length protein model in the Envictensis V1.0 genome release, 48, using BLAST, 110. We then compared the single best hits for each partition recovered from each dataset. We also explored possible differences in the functional classes represented by sequences present in each data matrix by assigning GO terms to the Envictensis sequences recovered by each pipeline, and to the global Envictensis protein models. Using Interproscan V5, 112, GO terms were summarized using Revigo, 113, and their relative enrichment and or depletion compared to the Envictensis V1.0 protein models, 48, was assessed using Fisher's exact tests in custom R scripts. In addition, we determined the number of partitions that included data per taxon, taxon occupancy, in our final supermatrices using custom R scripts. Commands and scripts used in the construction of phylogenomic datasets can be found at https://github.com/joseph-ryan/2017-kale-et-al. Page 14 of 18. Phylogenetic analyses and character mapping. For all datasets, preliminary phylogenetic analyses were conducted under the maximum likelihood (ML) framework with the best fit model, Protgamaruto, on a single partition using Raxmal V8, 114. In addition, we estimated an ML tree for our final dataset, of PTP75TX, using the partitioning scheme predicted by Partition Finder 2, 115. For all ML analyses, we first performed 20 independent runs using random starting trees under the best fit model, preliminary analyses, or the modeling scheme predicted by Partition Finder 2, and from these, chose the best scoring tree. In addition, for each analysis, we generated 500 bootstrap replicates under the cognate model as a measure of nodal support. We also conducted Bayesian analyses of PTP75TX by running two independent chains with Phyllobase MPIV, 1.6, 116 under the CAT-GTR model. Each chain was run for more than 4,000 cycles and the resulting topologies were summarized using BCOMP with a burn-in of 0.25 and sampling every 10 trees using Philo Bayes V4.1. The independent chains did not converge due to the position of the outgroup Trichoplax adherens. To estimate convergence for the Cnidarian ingroup, we removed T adherens from all sampled trees using the prune function in Phyotility 117, and Rearon BCOMP on both chains. We conducted character mapping analyses under the explicit statistical models for character evolution described in CIMAP and implemented in FITools 53, 54, 55. CIMAP uses stochastic character mapping to simulate the evolution of characters on a posterior distribution of trees, resulting in estimates of posterior probability, PP, for the presence or absence of each trait at each node. We scored each taxon for presence or absence of photosynthetic endosymbionts, including Cymbiodinium and Zuclarelli, colonial body plan, a medusa stage, and a polyp stage as discrete characters, figure 6. In addition, we estimated the rate of gain or loss of each character under a two-rate Markov process using Korham, 57, and, using these estimated rates, we then estimated the marginal likelihoods of single versus multiple origins for each trait using INDORIGINS, 56, 118. To test the robustness of analyses of independent origins to differences in rate parameters, we also conducted these analyses with arbitrary, exaggerated rate parameters, Table 1. Commands and R scripts used for phylogenetic analyses and character mapping can be found at https://github.com/joseph-ryan/2017-kale_et_al. Additional files. Additional file 1, table of taxa and data sources used in the present study, including information on pre- and post-filtering dataset sizes, XLSX19KB. Additional file 2, table of geographic localities sampled in the present study, XLSX9KB. Additional file 3, comparison of preliminary results from phylogenetic reconstruction of the of PTP62TX and R62TX datasets. Red circles at tips. Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68. Represent the number of data partitions present per taxon. The position of the myxozoan taxa in each dataset is indicated in yellow. PDF 541KB, additional file 4, exploratory phylogenetic estimation of the 47 R62TX partitions that had greater than 3 myxozoan species present in each. For this preliminary analysis, a single partition was run under the LG model in RaxMLV 8.0, 19, PDF 294KB, additional file 5, data occupancy mapped onto ML phylogeny for of PTP62TX, PDF 288KB, page 15 of 18. Transcriptomes are available under study PRJEB 19215. Raw reads for C-Zamachana are available under runs AIR 1991652, AIR 1991663. All other data are available under runs AIR 2248379, AIR 2248395. Authors' contributions. EK, BB, AGC, DCP and JFR conceived the project and conducted the analyses. MSP, MM and AO provided additional analyses. All authors contributed to the writing of the paper. All authors have read and approved the manuscript. Additional file 6, data occupancy mapped onto ML phylogeny for R62TX, PDF 3275KB. Ethics approval and consent to participate. This article does not utilize regulated vertebrate or invertebrates, not applicable. Additional file 7, GO analyses of N. victensis complements from phylogenomic datasets analyzed, including the molecular function and biological processes categories. For each GO category, Functional classes are annotated by color and their relative enrichment, green, or depletion, red, is given in heat maps left of the Go term description. Inset describes dataset order for heat maps, PDF 619 KB. Consent for publication. The authors have obtained written informed consent for the publication of all photographic images utilized in the study. Additional file 8, data occupancy mapped onto ML phylogenifer of PTP 75TX, PDF 1352 KB. Additional file 9, ML analyses of the partitioned final data matrix of PTP 75TX with Bootstrap support, PDF 99 KB. Additional file 10, Bayesian MCMC analyses of the concatenated of PTP 75TX dataset run under CatGTR, PDF 327 KB. Additional file 11, table of taxonomic distributions and taxon occupancy comparing the current and previous phylogenomic studies of Cnidaria, XLSX9KB. Additional file 12, extended materials and methods including information on nucleic acid extraction and sequencing, PDF 82KB. Additional file 13, supplementary command lines, computer code used to execute all analyses. See also https://github.com/joseph-ryan/2017kl_et_al, PDF 122 KB, abbreviations Go, Gene Ontology, ML, Maximum Likelihood, PP, Posterior Probability, SRA. Sequence read archive acknowledgements. The authors would like to acknowledge the fine work of the groups that generated the publicly available data that we were able to integrate into our analyses. The Renilla reniformis samples were collected by Jose Nones and Ian Hamilton. Marta Chiadin collected Halicystis sanguinensis samples with the help of Claudia Mills. David Fenwick collected Calvadosia cruximilitensis samples. We thank Larry Harris for advice and collection of the Halicystis auricular samples. Jarrett Burns collected the Lucernaria quadricornis samples. James Coyer collected the Cerianthus borealis samples. We thank Shoals Marine Laboratories for lab space during collections. We thank Yanping Zhang and David Moriga Amida from the University of Florida's Interdisciplinary Center for Biotechnology Research Corps, and the Hubbard Center for Genome Studies, UNH, for sequencing and library prep. We thank Betha Kamura and Casey Dunn for extensive feedback on an earlier version of this manuscript. We thank Rob Lanfear for advice on maximizing partition finder 2 analyses. We thank Vanessa L. Gonzalez, Matthew Queskin, and Paul Franson for their help in the use of the High Performance Computer Cluster at the Smithsonian Institution National Museum Natural History. Funding this work was supported by Peter Buck Fellowships to EK&BB and by NSF-EPSC or Grant OIA 1,457,769 to BB. Partial funding was also provided by the New Hampshire Agricultural Experiment Station and USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture Hatch Project 00654. This is NHAES Scientific Contribution Number 2759. The funding bodies played no role in the design of the study, or the collection, analysis, interpretation of data or in writing the manuscript. Availability of data and materials. Data and bioinformatics code utilized in this study is freely available at https://github.com/joseph-ryan/2017kl-et-al. Transcriptome assemblies and raw reads are available at the European DNA Archive https://www.eb.ac.uk/ena. Competing interests. The authors declare that they have no competing interests. Publishers note Springer Nature remains neutral with regard to jurisdictional claims in published maps and institutional affiliations. Author details 1 Department of Invertebrate Zoology, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., USA 2 UPMC, CNRS, FR 2424, ABIMS, Station Biologique, 29,680 Roscoff, France 3 Marine Laboratory, University of Guam, UOG Station, Mangiléo, GU 96,923, USA 4 Department of Biology, Pennsylvania State University, University Park, PA, USA 5 Department of Molecular, Cellular and Biomedical Sciences, University of New Hampshire, Durham, NH, USA 6 National Systematics Laboratory, NOAA Fisheries, National Museum of Natural History, Smithsonian Institution, Washington, D.C., USA 7 Whitney Laboratory for Marine Bioscience, University of Florida, St. Augustine, FL, USA 8 Department of Biology, University of Florida, Gainesville, FL, USA, received, the 12th of July 2017 accepted, the 16th of February 2018. References 1. Collins Ach, Recent Insights into Cnidarian Phylogeny, in Smithsonian Contributions to Marine Sciences, 2009 page 139-49, 2. Fuchs J., Siddall M.E., The Road to Cnidaria, History of Phylogeny of the Myxozoa, J. Piracetal 2015, 101, 269-74 https://doi.org/10.1645/14-671.1.3. Akamura B., Grull A., Reft A. J., Cnidarian Origins of the Myxozoa, in Myxozoan Evolution, Ecology and Development, Springer International Publishing, 2015 page 45-68, 4, Collins Ach, Schuchert P., Marx A. C., Yankovsky T., Medina M., Shearwater B. Medusozoan Phylogeny and Character Evolution Clarified by New Large and Small Subunit Ruvnar Data and an Assessment of the Utility of Phylogenetic Mixture Models, Sist Bio 2006 B., 55, 97-115 https://doi.org/10.1080/10635150500433615-5, Daly M., Brugler Mr., Cartwright P., Collins Ach, Dawson M.N., Fortin D.G., France S.C., McFadden C.S., Apresco D.M., Rodriguez E., Romana S.L., State J.L., The Phylum Cnidaria, A Review of Phylogenetic Patterns and Diversity 300 Years After Linnaeus, Zootaxa 2007, 127-82, 6, Stamper S.N., Mirona M.M., Kitahara M.V., Reima J.D., Mirandini A.C., Fast Evolving Mitochondrial DNA in Cerianotheria, A Reflection of Hexacorallia Periphyli, PLOS 1 2014, 9E86612 https://doi.org/10.1371/journal.pone.0086612-7, Kale E., Rer B., Philip H., Collins Ach, Lavrov D.V., Cnidarian Phylogenetic Relationships as Revealed by Metagenomics, BMC Evil Bio 2013, 13, 5 https://doi.org/10.1186/1471-2148-13-5, 8, Park E., Huang D.S., Li J.S., Song J.I., Sia T.K., 1YJ, Estimation of Divergence Times in Cnidarian Evolution Based on Mitochondrial Protein Coding Genes and the Fossil Record, Mol Phylogenet Evel 2012, 62, 329-45 https://doi.org/10.1016/j.impev.2011.10.008-9, Pratlong M., Rankiel C., Pontarotti P., Aurel D. Monophyli of Anthozoa, Cnidaria, Why Do Nuclear and Mitochondrial Phylogenies Disagree? Zool SCR 2017, https://doi.org/10.1111/zsc.122080/10 Sarpata F. Goats Fair, Smith S. A., Howison M., Siebert S., Church, Sanders S. M., Ames C. L., McFadden C. S., France S. C., Daly M., Collins Och, Haddock, Dunn C. W., Cartwright P. Phylogenomic Analyses Support, Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. Traditional relationships with Incnidaria. +1 2015. 10E013906888https://doi.org/10.1371/journal.pone.0139068. Chang E. S., Neuhoff M., Rubinstein N. D., Diamond A., Philip H., Hutchin D., Cartwright P. Genomic Insights into the Evolutionary Origin of Myxozoa with Incnidaria. Proc. Nat. Acad. CUSA 2015, 112, 14912-7 https://doi.org/10.1073NAS, 1,511,468,112. Kickinger R., von Sylvinicloin L. Development from Polyp to Storomedusa in Styla Coronella, Cnidaria, Cyphozoa. J. Mar Bile Asok UK 1995, 75, 899-912. Miranda L. S., Collins Och, Marx A. C., Internal Anatomy of Halicystis Antarcticus, Cnidaria, Sterozoa, with a discussion on histological features used in Storozoan taxonomy. J. Morphil 2013, 274. 1365-83https://doi.org/10.1002/jmore.20185. Wietelzikowski W. Researches sur le développement des Lucenaires. Arch Zur EXP General 1912, 5E Serie 1-95. Collins Och. Phylogeny of Medusozoa and the Evolution of Cnidarian Life Cycles. J. Evel Bile 2002, 15, 418-32 https://doi.org/10.1046/j.1420-9101.2002.00403.x. Collins Och. Phylogeny, Evolution, and Systematics of the Stalked Jellyfishes, Cnidaria, Sterozoa. Integra Comp. Bile 2010, 50E32. Miranda L. S., Collins Och, Hirano Y. M., Mill C. E., Marx A. C., Comparative Internal Anatomy of Sterozoa, Cnidaria, with Functional and Evolutionary Inferences. Pierge 2016A. 4E2594 https://doi.org/10.7717/pierj.2594. Miranda L. S., Hirano Y. M., Mill C. E., Falconer A., Fenwick D., Marx A. C., Collins Och, Systematics of Stalked Jellyfishes, Cnidaria, Sterozoa. Pierge 2016b, 4E1951 https://doi.org/10.7717/pierj.1951. Simeon P., Philip H., Borain D., Jager M., Richter D. J., D. Franco A., Rur B., Sato N., Queenek E., Ireskovsky A., Lapibi P., Corey E., Delsuk F., King N., Werhi G., Manuel M. A large and consistent phylogenomic dataset supports sponges as the sister group to all other animals. Kerr Biel 2017, 27. 958-67 https://doi.org/10.1016/j.cub.2017.02.031. Van Itten H. Morphology and phylogenetic significance of the corners and midlines of the Conullerii test. Paleo 1992, 335-58. Hyman, The Invertebrates, Protozoa through Ctenophora, New York, McGraw-Hill, 1940, Kidalin H. Dikanularine, Uberbau and Lebender Ersten Cyphozoa, Neues Jahrbuch für Mineralogie, Beilage Band, 1937 page 113-69, Marx A. C., Collins of, Cladistic Analysis of Medusozoa and Cnidarian Evolution, Invertebra Biel 2004, 123, 23-42, Van Itten H., D. Maurice L. J., Simos M. G., Marx A. C., Collins of, Reassessment of the Phylogenetic Position of Conullerii Zediacaran Triassic, Within the Subphylum Medusozoa, Phylum Cnidaria, J. Sist Paleontal 2006, 4, 109-18 https://doi.org/10.1017/s14772019050017 Collins Och, Schuchert P., Marx A. C., Yankovsky T., Medina M., Shearwater B. Medusa's own phylogeny and character evolution clarified by new large and small subunit Ravnar data and an assessment of the utility of phylogenetic mixture models. Sist Biel 2006a, 55, 97-115 https://doi.org/10.1080/10635150500433615. Molotsova, On the Taxonomy and Presumable Evolutionary Pathways of Planktonic Larvae of Cerianthera, Anthozoa, Cnidaria, in 14 DGWJA, Cartry P., Daly M., Weitenbach CR, Editors, Coelenterate Biology, Dordrecht, 2003, Miriskel RN, Conklin EJ, Bigger CH, Tychicist, a major new category of cnida used in tube construction by a Cerianthid anemone, Biel Bull 1977, 152, 392-405 https://doi.org/10.2307/1540427 Chen C. A., Oderico D. M., Ten Lohus M., Varen J. E., Miller D. J., Systematic Relationships Within the Anthozoa, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, Using the 5 End of the 28S Ravnar. Molphylogenet Evel 1995, 4, 175-83, Song J.I., 1 J.H., Systematics Relationship of the Anthozoan Orders Based on the Partial Nuclear 18S Ravnar Sequences, Korean J. Biel C. 1997, 43-52, Berntsen A., France S.C., Moulinoaks L.S., Phylogenetic Relationships Within the Class Anthozoa, Phylum Cnidaria, based on nuclear 18S Ravnar sequences, Molphylogenet Evel 1999, 13, 417-33 https://doi.org/10.1006/mpev.1999.0649, Daly M., 14 DG, Capilla VA, Systematics of the Hexacorellia, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, Zul J. Linian Sock 2003a, 139, 3, 419-37, Daly M., 14 DG, Capilla VA, Systematics of the Hexacorellia, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, Zul J. Linian Sock 2003b, 139, 419-37 https, doi.org.10.1046j, 1096-3642-2003-00084x, France SE, Russell Pei, Agenbrod J.E., Moulinoaks L.S., Kocher T.D., DNA sequence variation of mitochondrial large subunit RNA provides support for a two-subclass organization of the anthozoa, Cnidaria. Mol Mar Bile Biotechnol 1996, 5-15-28, Daly M., Lipscomb D.L., Allard M.W., A Simple Test, Evaluating Explanations for the Relative Simplicity of the Edwardsiidae, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, Evolution 2002, 56, 3, 502-10, page 16 of 18, 35, Rodriguez E., Barbitas Ms., Brugler Mr., Crowley L. M., Graj Ailes A., Gusmao L., Horserman V., Reft A., Daly M. Hidden among sea anemones, the first comprehensive phylogenetic reconstruction of the order Actiniaria, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, Hexacoralia, reveals a novel group of hexacorals. PLOS 1 2014, 9, 5 E96998, 36, Wang C., Morlin J. E., Zhao H., Lima E.P., Gomes P.B., K.J., Lu I., Perez C.D., Lee S.M., Radis Baptista G. The transcriptome of the Zonthid protopolithovariabilis, Cnidaria, Anthozoa, predicts a basal repertoire of toxin-like ant venom, auxiliary polypeptides, Genome Bile Evel 2016, 8, 3045-64, 37, Dunn C.W., Hegnell A., Mattis D.Q., Pang K., Brown W., Smith S.A., Sever E., Rouse G.W., Obst M., Edgecomb G.D., Sorensen M.V., Haddock, Schmidt Risa A., Akusu A., Christensen R.M., Wheeler W.C., Martindale M.Q., Jeribut G. Broad phylogenomic sampling improves resolution of the animal tree of life, Nature 2008, 452, 745-9 https://doi.org/10.1038/nature06614/38. Hamp V, Hug L, Lee J W, Dax J B, Lang B F, Simpson Ach, Roger A J. Phylogenomic analyses support the monophyly of excavator and resolve relationships among eukaryotic supergroups. Proc Nat Acad CUSA 2009, 106, 3859-64 https://doi.org/10.1073/pnas.08078801036, 39, QIUYL, Lee L, Wang B, Chen Z, Noop V, Groth Milonek M, Dombrovska O, Lee J, Kent L, Rest J, Estabrook G F, Henry T A, Taylor D W, Tester C M, Ambrose M, Crandall Stotler B, Duff R J, Stitch M, Free W, Quant D, Davis C C. The deepest divergences in land plants inferred from phylogenomic evidence. Proc Nat Acad CUSA 2006, 103. 15511-6 https://doi.org/10.1073/pnas.06033335103-40. Borau Ek ML, Lee Ek, Chu JC, Plachetsky DC, Extracting Phylogenetic Signal and Accounting for Bias in Whole Genome Datasets Supports the Ctenophora as Sister to Remaining Metazoa. BMC Genomics 2015, 16, 987 https://doi.org/10.1186/s12864-015-2146-4, 41. Shen XX, Hitting a CT, Rockus A. Contentious relationships in phylogenomic studies can be driven by a handful of genes. Nat Eckel Evel 2017, 1, 0126 https://doi.org/10.1086/s12864-4, http://www.org/10.1038/S41559-017-0126-42. Takaya F. Inferring Orthologs, Open Questions and Perspectives, Genomics Insights 2016, 9/17/28 https://doi.org/10.4137/j.s37925-43. Ian S. I. Phylogenomic Analysis of Copepoda, Arthropoda, Crustacea, reveals unexpected similarities with earlier proposed morphological phylogenies. BMC Evel Bile 2017, 17, 1, 23, 44. Cockett K.M., Cannon J.T., Totsi, Citarella Mr., Cohn Ab., Meyer A., Santas S.R., Shander C., Moroz L.L., Lieb B., Halenich K.M. 2011. Phylogenomics reveals deep molluscan relationships. Nature 22, 477, 7365, 452, 45. Dunn C. W., Howison M., Sapata F. Agama, An Automated Phylogenomics Workflow. BMC Bioinformatics 2013, 14, 330 https://doi.org/10.1186/1471-2105-14-330-46. MSDM, Kelly S. Ortho Finder, Solving Fundamental Biases in Whole Genome Comparisons Dramatically Improves Orthogrup Inference Accuracy. Genome Bile 2015, 16, 157 https://doi.org/10.1186/S13059-015-0721-2 47. Cockett KM, Citarella Mr., Moroz LL, Halenich KM. Phyllo Tree Pruner, A Phylogenetic Tree-Based Approach for Selection of Orthologous Sequences for Phylogenomics. Evel Bioinformatics Online 2013, 9, 429-35 https://doi.org/10.4137/ebo.s128138. Putnam NH, Srivastava M, Helston U, Dirks B, Chapman J, Salimov A, Terry A, Shapiro H, Lindquist E, Kapitanov VV, Jerka J, Janikovich G, Grigory VV, Lucas SM, Steele Re, Finity JR, Technor U, Martindale MQ, Roxa DS. Sea Anemone Genome Reveals Ancestral Eumetazoan Gene Repertoire and Genomic Organization. Science 2007, 317, 86-94 https://doi.org/10.1126/science.1139158-49. Duden J. E. On the Relations of Certain Stichodactylini to the Madreporaria. Journal of the Linnean Society of London, Zoology 1898, 26, 635-653, 50. Schmidt H. On Evolution in the Anthozoa. Proceedings of the Second International Coral Reef Symposium 1974, 1, 533-560, 51. Cartwright P., Holgerdal S.L., Hendricks J.R., Gerard Rode, Marks A.C., Collins Och, Lieberman B.S., Exceptionally Preserved Jellyfishes from the Middle Cambrian, +1 2007, 2E1121https://doi.org/10.1371/journal.pone.0001121-52. Cartwright P., Evans N.M., Dunn C.W., Marks A.C., Miglita M.P., Schuchert P., Collins Off, Phylogenetics of Hydrodolina, Hydrozoa, Gnidaria. J. Mar Bile Asok UK 2008, 88, 1663-72, 53. Bolbach J.P., SIMIP, Stochastic Character Mapping of Discrete Traits on Phylogenies, BMC Bioinformatics 2006, 7, 88 https://doi.org/10.1186/1471-2105-7-88, 54, Nielsen R. Mapping Mutations on Phylogenies, Cystbile 2002, 51, 729-39 https://doi.org/10.1086/10635150209010239355. Revel L. J. Fitools, An R Package for Phylogenetic Comparative Biology, and Other Things. Methods Eckel Evel 2012, 3. 217-23 https://doi.org/10.1111/j.2041-210x.2011.00169.x. Kale et al. BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 18, 68, 56. Minin VNSM, Imholt GC 2014. Endorigen, Testing How Many Times a Trait of Interest Was Regained During Evolution, R Package 57. Bewley JM, O'Meara BC, Donahue MJ. Identifying Hidden Rate Changes in the Evolution of a Binary Morphological Character, The Evolution of Plant Habit in Campanulid Angiosperms. Cystbile 2013, 62. 725-37 https://doi.org/10.1093/cisbio/sit0345858. Cartwright P. Niroki AM. Character Evolution in Hydrozoa, Phylum Cnidaria. Integer Comp Bile 2010, 50. 456-72 https://doi.org/10.1093/icb/icq089.59. Leclerc L., Schuchert P., Cruard C., Kaulux A., Manuel M. Molecular Phylogenetics of Theketa, Hydrozoa, Cnidaria, reveals long-term maintenance of life history traits despite high frequency of recent character changes. Cystbile 2009, 58, 509-26 https://doi.org/10.1093/cisbio/sip0446060. Mirandini ACSA, Stamper SN, Mirona MM, Strela Pol I, Marx AC. Succession of generations is still the general paradigm for cypherozoan life cycles. Bulmar C. 2016, 92, 343-51, 61. Salvini Plouin, L. On the Origin and Evolution of the Lower Metazoa. Zeitschrift für Zoologische Systematik und Evolutionsforschung 1978, 16, 40-88. 62. OQ, Han J, Zhang Z, Xu D, Sun G, Meyer G, Three Cambrian Fossils Assembled into an Extinct Body Plan of Cnidarian Affinity. Proc Nat Akad C 2017, 114, 33, 8835, 8840, https://doi.org/10.1073/ pnas.1701650114-63. Finity J.R., Pang K., Burton P., Paulson D., Martindale M.Q. Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hox and D.P.P. Expression in a Sea Anemone. Science 2004, 304, 1335-7, 64. Jimenez Guri E., Akamura B., Holland P.W. Origin and Evolution of a Myxozoan Worm. Integer Comp Bile 2007, 47, 752-8 https://doi.org/10.1093/cisbio/sip0446060. ICB/ICM02665, Sidor M.E., Martin D.S., Bridge D., Desser S.S., Cohn D.K., The Demise of a Phylum of Protists, Phylogeny of Myxozoa and Other Parasitic Cnidaria, J. Piracetal 1995, 81, 961-7, 66, Thiel H. The Evolution of Cyphozoa, A Review, London, Academic Press, 1966, 67, AXP Multicellular Animals, Berlin, New York, Springer, 1996, 68, Haas, B.J., and A. Papanicolaou 2016, Transdecoder, Find Coding Regions Within Transcripts 69, Van Dongen S.M., Graph Clustering by Flow Simulation, University of Utrecht, Utrecht, Netherlands 2000, 70, Lee L., Stokert C.J.J.R., Roos D.S., Ortho M.C.L., Identification of Ortholog Groups for Eukaryotic Genomes, Genome Res 2003, 13, 2178-89 https://doi.org/10.1101/gr.1224503-71, Gibbons T.R., Mount S.M., Cooper E.D., Delwish C.F., Evaluation of Blast-Based Edge Weighting Metrics Used for Homology Inference with the Markov Clustering Algorithm, BMC Bioinformatics 2015, 16, 218, 72, Stamper S.N., Mirona M.M., Kitahara M.V., Reimer J.D., Beniti J.S., Mirandini A.C., Cerianotheria in Current Systematics, Life Cycles, Morphology and Genetics, pages 61-72, in, Goffredo S., Dubinsky Z., Editors, The Cnidaria, Past, Present and Future, The World of Medusa and Her Sisters, Cham, Springer International Publishing, 2016, 73, Boeing G.C., Memoirs, Observations on Erythnactus albida, M. SARS, J. Cell C. 1919, S2-64, 27-62, 74, Stamper S.N., Mirandini A.C., Branco L.C., Da Silveira F.L., Migotto A.E., Drifting in the Oceans, Isaracnanthus nocturnus, Cnidaria, Cerianotheria, Erythnactidae, An Anthozoan with an Extended Planktonic Stage, Mar Bile 2015, 162, 2161-9, 75, Van Hoffen E. Untersuchungen über Anatomie und Entwicklung von Erythnactus albida, M. SARS, Bibliotheca Zoologica 1895, 20, 1-14, 76, Hekel E. Das System der Medusen, I, 2, System der Acraspiden, Jenner, Gustav Fischer, 1880, page 672, 77, Kramp P.L., Synopsis of the Medusae of the World, J. Mar Bile Asok UK 1961, 40, 7-382, 78, Doi J. Campaign de la Calypso or Large des Courts Atlantiques de l'Amérique de Sud Sud, 1961-1962, 35, in, Medusas, Resultats Scientifiques des Campaigns de la Calypso, 1979 page 263-96, 79, Rodriguez C.S., Marx A.C., Stamper S.N., Mirandini A.C., Christensen E., Genzano G.N., Myanzen H.W., The Taxonomic Position of the Pelagic Storozoan Tessera gemeria as a Cerianotherian Larva, Zootaxa 2011, 49-58, 80, McFadden C.S., Sanchez Yar, France S.C., Molecular Phylogenetic Insights into the Evolution of Octocorellia, A Review, Integer Comp Bile 2010, 50, 389-410, 81, Quatrini A.M., Fairclough B.C., Dunas L.F., et al., Universal Todgett Enrichment Baits for Anthozoans, Cnidaria, Phylogenomics, New Approaches to Long-Standing Problems, Mol Ekel Risa 2017, https://doi.org/10.1111/1755-0998.12736. Page 17 of 18, 82. Cuvier G. Le Ren Animal Distribué d'Apres Sun Organization, pour servir de base à grave à l'histoire naturelle des animaux et d'introduction à grave à l'anatomie comparée, in, tome II Paris, chez Detaville Libraire, 1830, 83. Cuvier G. Le Ren Animal Distribué d'Apres Sun Organization, pour servir de base à grave à l'histoire naturelle des animaux et d'introduction à grave à l'anatomie comparée, in, tome IV Paris, chez Detaville Libraire, 1817, 84, Goss PH, Synopsis of the Families, Genera, and Species of the British Actinidae, The Annals and Magazine of Natural History 1858, 3, 414-9, 85, Sars M. Fauna Littoralis Norvegiae Oda Beskribung under Bildingen Nur Oda Wenig Bekanter Sithia, Nebst Beobachtingen über die Organisation, Lebensweise U in Twickelung der Silben, in, Christiania, Druck und Verlag von Johann Dack, 1846, 86, Grull A, Acamura B. Development and Myogenesis of the Vermiform Buddenbrochia, Mike Sozoa, and Implications for Cnidarian Body Plan Evolution, Evo Devo 2012, https://doi.org/10.1186/2041-9139-3-10, 87, Hornell J. The Lucenarians as Degenerate Syphimedusae, A Note Upon the Phylogeny of the Order, Natsi 1893, 3, 204-8, 88, Hurst C.H., Biological Theories, V.I., The Phylogeny of Lucenarians, in, Nat, C., London, New York, 1893 page 208-17, 89, Clark H.J., Lucenaria, The Coenotype of a Calliphe, Proc Boston Nat Hist Soc 1862, Ix 47-54, 90, Gegenbaur C. Versuch in Systems de Medusen, mit Beskribung nur oder wenig Jekanter Formen, Zuglich ein Betrag zur Kenntnis der Fauna des Mittelmeers, Z. Wiss zu Leipzig 1886, 8, 202-73, 91, Clause C. Untersuchungen über die Organisation und Entwicklung der Medusen, in, Fritib. 1883, 92, Maß o Diciphomedusen, Ergebnis und Fortschritt der Zoologie 1907, 1, 189-238, 93, Maß o Diciphomedusen de Siboga Expedition, Siboga Expediti 1903, 6, 91, 94, Geert A. 1887, Entwicklungsgeschichte der Aurelia Aurita und Cotylorhiza tuberculata, Hamburg und Leipzig, Elvos 95, Werner B. New Investigations on Systematics and Evolution of the Class Cyphozoa and the Phylum Cnidaria, Publicito Mar Bile Lab 1973, 35-61, 96, Roth Mis The Engine of the Reef, Phytobiology of the Coral Algal Symbiosis, Front Microbial 2014, 5, 422 https://doi.org/10.3389/fmcb.2014.00422297, Barbitus Ms., Romana S.L., Lasker H.R., Repeated Loss of Coloniality and Symbiosis in Sclerotinian Corals. Proc Nat Acad CUSA 2010, 107, 11877-82, 98, Hughes RN 1989, Functional Biology of Clonal Animals, Springer Science and Business Media 99, Dunn C. Siphonophores, Kerr Bile 2009, 19 R 233-4 https://doi.org. 10/1/1016/JCub/2009/02/009/100. Stilarski J, Kitahara MV, Miller DJ, Keynes SD, Mazza M, Mebum A, The Ancient Evolutionary Origins of Sclerotinia Revealed by Azoxanthellate Corals, BMC Evil Bile 2011, 11/101. Archida T, The Systematic Position of the Storomedusae, Publicito Ma Bile Lad 1972, 133-9/102. Evans N.M., Lindner A., Rakover E.V., Collins O.H., Cartwright P. Phylogenetic placement of the enigmatic parasite, Polypodium hydriform, within the phylum Cnidaria, BMC Evil Bile 2008, 8/139. https://doi.org/10.1186/1471/2148/839/103. Collins O.H., Bentledge B., Lindner A., Lindsay D., Haddock S.H.D., Jarms G., Norenberg J.L., Yankovsky T., Cartwright P. Phylogenetics of Trichilina, Cnidaria, Hydrozoa, with new insights on the evolution of some problematical taxa, J. Mar Bile Asok UK 2008, 88/1673-85. https://doi.10.1017s002531540800173214. Simakov O, Marlitas F, Cho S J, Edsinger Gonzalez E, Havlak P, Helston U, Kudh, Larson T, LVJ, Errant D, Savage R, Osogor K, Dijong P, Grimwood J, Chapman Yar, Shapiro H, Etz A, Artila RP, Terry A, Ball JL, Grigory IV, Lindbergh DR, Sever EC, Weesplit DA, Putnam NH, Roxa DS, Insights into Bilaterian Evolution from Three Spiralian Genomes, Nature 2013, 493, 526-31. https://doi.org/10.1038/nature11696/105. Bolger AM, Los M, Usidal B. Trimomatic, A Flexible Trimmer for Illumina Sequence Data, Bioinformatics 2013, 30, 2114-20. https://doi.10.1093/bioinformaticsbtu170/106. Haas BJ, Papanikolaou A, Yasser M, Grabher M, Blood PD, Bowden J, Kauger MB, Eccles D, Lee B, Lieber M, MacMains MD, Ott M, Orvis J, Pochert N, Strozzi F, Weeks N, Westerman R, William T, Dewey CN, Henschel R, Ledick Road, Friedman N, Regev A, De Novo Transcript Sequence Reconstruction from RNA-seq using the Trinity Platform for Reference Generation and Analysis, NatProtit 2013, 8/1494-512. https://doi.org/10.1038/nprot.2013.084. Kale et al., BMC Evolutionary Biology, 2018, 1868, page 18 of 18, 107, Nair S., McCallum I., Pozabilski D., Ribeiro F. J., Burton J. N., Walker B. J., Sharp T., Hall G., Shea T. P., Sykes S. et al., High-Quality Draft Assemblies of Mammalian Genomes from Massively Parallel Sequence Data, Prop. Nat. Acad. CUSA 2011, 108/4/1513/1518/108, Kajitani R., Toshimoto K., Nogachi H., Toyoda A, Ogura Y, Akuno M, Yabana M, Herida M, Nagayasu E, Meru Iyama H, Kohara Y, Fujiyama A, Hayashi T, et of the efficient de novo assembly of highly heterozygous genomes from whole genome shotgun short reads, Genome Res 2014, 24, 1384-95 https://doi.org/10.1101/gr.170720.113109. Stank M, Deakins M, Birch R, Horsler D. Using native and syntenically mapped PNA alignments to improve de novo gene finding. Bioinformatics 2008, 24, 637-44 https://doi.org/10.1093/bioinformatics/btn013110. Alchel SF, Jish W, Miller W, Myers EW, Lipman DJ, Basic Local Alignment Search Tool, J. Mulbile 1990, 215, 403-10 https://doi.org/10.1016/s0022-2836 (05) 80360-2, 111. Ryan J. F. Alien Index First Release, Zenodo. Salvini Plouin LV 1978, On the Origin and Evolution of the Lower Metazoa, J. Zul Sist Evel Res 2015, 1640-87, 112, Jones P., Bins D., Chang H. Y., Fraser M., Lee W., McAnuller C., McWilliam H., Maslin J., Mitchell A., Nuka G. et al., InterproScan 5, Genome Scale Protein Function Classification. Bioinformatics 2014, 30, 9, 1236, 1240, 113. Supek F, Bosnjak M, Skunker N, Smutiri Vigo summarizes and visualizes long lists of gene ontology terms. PLOS 1 2011, 6E21800 https://doi.org/10.1371 journal pone 0021800 114. Stomaticus A. Raxmal version 8, a tool for phylogenetic analysis and post-analysis of large phylogenies. Bioinformatics 2014, 30, 1312-3 https://doi.org/10.1093 Bioinformatics BTU 033, 115. Lanfair R, Franson PB, Wright AM, Senfil T, Calcutt B. Partition Finder 2, New Methods for Selecting Partitioned Models of Evolution for Molecular and Morphological Phylogenetic Analyses. Mulbile Evel 2017, 34, 772-3 https://doi.org/10.1093/mulbev/msw260116. Latillet N, Rodrigue N, Stubbs D, Richard J. Philobase MPI, Phylogenetic Reconstruction with Infinite Mixtures of Profiles in a Parallel Environment. SystBile 2013, 62, 611-5 https://doi.org/10.1093/sysbio/sit022-117. Smith S.A., Dunn C.W., Phyotility, a Phyloinformatics Tool for Trees, Alignments and Molecular Data, Bioinformatics 2008, 24, 715-6 https://doi.org/10.1093 Bioinformatics BTM 619, 118. Panky Ms., Minin VN, Imholt GC, Suchard MA, Oakley TH, Predictable Transcriptome Evolution in the Convergent and Complex Bioluminescent Organs of Squid, Prop. Natlacad CUSA 2014, 111, e4736-42htps://doi.org/10.1076/pnas.14165741111. Submit your next manuscript to Biomed Central and we will help you at every step. We accept pre-submission inquiries. Our selector tool helps you to ND the most relevant journal. We provide round-the-clock customer support, convenient online submission, thorough peer review, inclusion in PubMed and all major indexing services. Maximum visibility for your research. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.